and it's all over here at Semple Stadium in Thurles. It's been a while since Donegal were down here, and it's turned out to be a disappointing day because Donegal have suffered their first defeat in Division 2 of the National Football League as we head to the break. So it's two victories and one defeat, and this was a disappointing defeat because the scores that won the match in the end for Tipperary were all gifted from Donegal. They got the three goals, that first goal coming in just the second minute from Stephen O'Brien, the midfielder. Himself and his midfield partner were allowed to stroll through the centre, through the heart of the Donegal defence, to knock it into the back of the net. But then after that, in the first half, Donegal got their act together, and they were leading by 3 points at half time, 10-1. It was a dull second half. Well, it was dull for the opening 26 minutes. Donegal had added 3 points at that stage. They went to 13, and between that there was a goal as well for Tipperary. They got a second goal from Liam Boland, wasn't it? Got the second goal for Tipperary, and there was a third added in the closing 10 minutes. From the 26th to the 41st minute, it was a disappointing display from Donegal because Tipperary had 5 unanswered scores, and one of those was the goal that came from Liam Casey, and it was another gift from Donegal to Tipperary. The second goal actually was the long ball in, which came off the arm of Hugh McFadden. There was no communication between himself and Sean Pannant, nestled in the back of the net. Then the third goal, well, Owen McHugh, it was a disappointing pass from the Kilcar man because it went straight to the Tipperary man standing in front of him. He knocked it into Liam Casey, and all Casey had to do was slot it to the left of Sean Patton and under the back of the net it went. 5 unanswered scores in the closing 13 minutes of the game for Tipperary has won the match for them today. It's their first one of the campaign. It's Donegal's first defeat of this campaign. But Martin, the trip's going to be a lot longer on the way home tonight because it was a disappointing day, and I suppose the manner that we give away the goals was disappointing too.
Yeah, it's going to be long for everybody, including ourselves. You know, it was a disappointing game all through. We didn't play well. First half, we were playing with the one. We didn't put enough on the scoreboard. We were too casual, too lackadaisical. What did I say before the game? I just didn't like the whole atmosphere about the Donegal. You know, everything else, people just felt it was only coming down here for a one and everything else. It doesn't work out like that. You have to be ready and prepared, especially, you know, with short players and everything else. But look, what you give credit to Tipperary, but it was the mistakes, the two goals. You were 2-5 to 13 points up at the stage when you give away the first goal. Ball kicked in, and I don't know how, you know, is there some call made there and everything else, and it was probably an OG from Q McFadden because the two of them went for together, and one of them, the two of them were going for the ball together, hit the two of them, probably hit Q McFadden, spun up and into the net, and that's a big score. If you even had to give away a point of the score, the 45 over the bar, and then, you know, you look at it then, the second goal then, Owen McEwen to hit the short ball, and just Liam McLoone turned away from the ball. Now I don't know how they got the cross, but Owen kicked it, and he shouldn't have kicked it. If he'd look up, but he kicked it short. Ball went into Casey, as you said, finished it really well. He's very cool the way he finishes the net, and then, you know, they were the big scores, but there were scores just we give them, we gifted them to them. So disappointing, very disappointing performance, very disappointing. You know, the whole team are going off down below, and they will be disappointed. But now you test their character and you look at it now, and the Fermanagh game now becomes both of them on 4 points now. The Fermanagh game becomes a big game in Letterkenny. Oh, people say we haven't a good record in Letterkenny, but it's becoming a big game now. But look at it, I expect a far better performance. I don't know, just the attitude of today didn't look right, particularly the first half. We should have been further ahead, and then the two goals were messy, you know, to say the least, and disappointing. So it's a disappointing result. We need to get promotion. We need to get back up there to Division 1. So look at, you've played, you know, you played Clare, who are battling the bottom. You played Tipperary, you feel, be, you know, that would be battling the bottom. Now it's good, you know, looking at the Meath game is good, but that was your home game. That was the one you expect to win. You've lost one of your way. So look at, you've still Armagh. You know, you have Armagh to come. You have to go to Cork. You know, we came here today, and if we coming down here today, or even the Clare game, I don't think that kind of performance will be anything near good enough even for Cork, because Cork will improve getting players back in. So look, it's a very disappointing performance. You couldn't really pick any Donegal player out and everything else. Disappointing performance. I know the goals were terrible, but I didn't think we did enough even in the first half when we had the breeze rushing. So look at, and I'll say back to the drawing board, but look at, we're now in a battle where if you get the 6 points, it'd be nice going into the break with them 6 points.